talking points.
Yeah. Okay. I get some of the things.
Overall thoughts on Blake's performance?
It was good to see. You know, I think he continues to get better every week, and to bounce back after the first game, it's always good to see. And it's just for him, it's continually each week just trying to get better and play as he's capable of playing, and he did some real good things.
What did you learn about him going from the disappointment against Carolina to how he responded?
I think he's a very resilient player, you know, and I think he's been that way since I've met him. And I know that Gus and the rest of the staff that's been with him has felt that way about him, that he is very steady and mentally tough and resilient. And I think he showed that.
I know you weren't here last year, but obviously you watched tape. But what has Blake done over the last, you know, 5-6 games going back to last year that's really helped him cut down on those interceptions?
I just think it's the comfort level. And, one, it's so difficult to make the transition from the college game to the professional level for any quarterback. And so it's a learning process just coming in as a rookie, and then certainly trying to learn a new offense. And for Blake, now he's learned now 3 offenses in 3 seasons. So, you know, it's a tribute to him really for what he's done to prepare for this season and learning a new offense, and to continually try to get better, each day. And I think, you know, you mature every year you're in the league. Certainly you mature, and I think he's become a more mature player. But I think it's his work ethic that's allowed him to continue to get better.
No Denard for at least this week or two. Do you put Bernard in some of those situations?
Yeah, you know, we were happy with the running backs as a whole. You know, as the staff, we were happy with what each one of them brought. And certainly Denard had an explosive run when he came in. And it was unfortunate, obviously, that he got hurt on that play. But we've seen that in training camp, and we saw that in the preseason and early games. So we like what Bernard also brings to the table as well. And he had a good, strong run. They got called back. But they've all shown that they can carry the football, and we like all of them as a group.
Who's your slot receiver now?
Well, we'll work. Obviously, Hearns has played it. We know we brought Brian Walters back. I think all of those wide receivers, to be honest with you, we've played them all inside at different points. We've played, you know, each one of them, including Marquise played some there early when I first got here, and he was out for a few days. He played some in the slot. But Allen Robinson has played the slot. So right now, we'll probably look at Hearns and Walters as the primary guys.
The other 2 running backs, Pearson and Grant, get more carries than last week, or is y'all going to take more?
We'll look. You know, we kind of gone in thinking, you know, we like what we've seen with TJ. We thought he, you know, as the game went on, he became more productive. We felt like he did some real good things, but we'll kind of wait and see how the game plays out. I think every game plays out differently. We talked before. And with Gus, the offensive staff had talked with Gus, and he had said, what do you think? And we said, well, really, if he got 20 carries or more, we think that would be a good day. And he said, you know, he kind of felt like, really, 20 carries? And we felt, yeah, we think he's ready for that right now. But like I said, we like what those other guys bring as well. But every game's different, so we'll see how the game plays out.
Is 25 too much consistently?
Yeah, it is. But, again, it just depends upon the game, to be honest with you. But he certainly can handle that load.
Marquise was sort of capped with his playing time last week. Do you have any restrictions this week for him?
You know, we'll keep seeing. It's day to day, really, right now with him. But we said last week, and Gus had said that, let's try and keep him around 20 reps, and I think he had 22. So we'll see again how this week. I know that he's feeling healthier every day. He was healthy today, and you know, played a full practice today, so feel good about him.
Follow up on Lee. Will it take some time for you to feel comfortable with how he fits, because he just hasn't been out there and what he?
No, you know, like I said, it's more about the quarterback. You know, we have trust in him. He stayed in it mentally, even though he's been out. He's been in it mentally, I think the wide receiver coaches have done a great job. Jerry and Tony have done a good job as far as that goes, keeping in it mentally. So we feel good about that right now. And I think there's, you know, Blake, it's more important for Blake to have the feeling of the timing with Marquise, and I think he's comfortable with it.
Do you make a concerted effort to get the tight ends involved early? Not that they're frustrated or anything, but obviously they haven't had a catch.
Yeah, it's, you know, I don't know if frustration is the word. I think, you know, when you looked at it throughout, you know, and you guys have been here, you've seen training camp and you've watched the preseason, and we've had them involved. And so, you know, and we had plays designed for them in these first 2 games, and for whatever reason, it didn't come out that way. And so certainly you feel, because you know the work that those guys have put in, and they're also talented players for us. So we'll continue to find ways to get them involved, and you know, that's part of the game. It doesn't always work out that way, but certainly we're very confident in their skill set and their abilities. So we'll continue to look at ways to get them the ball.
Do you like to feature the tight end in your offense?
Excuse me?
Do you like to feature the tight end?
Yeah. I think it just changes every season. You know, I think the years I was in Tampa, Kellen Winslow, I think, led our team in receptions for 2 years there. So it depends on the player, certainly. You know, we'll always try to, again, as we talk about as an offensive staff, we're trying to find out who's going to get the touches in the game and where are they at in the progression and who can we hand the ball to make sure that they get touches. So, you know, you go into it every game that way. And as that game played out, the plays where our tight ends were number one in the progression, for whatever reason, we didn't get them the ball. But certainly we had plays there where we had them number one in the progression.
How much of an advantage is it to have a guy like Allen Robinson that, you know, you can throw a 50-50 ball up and he's got a good chance? And is there a fine line to walk between doing that too much?
I think there's a fine line. I don't know if we've reached that line yet, to be honest with you. But it's a big man's game. We've always said that. It really is a National Football League. And if you have size and speed, which he possesses, and a jumping ability, then I think it certainly plays to his advantage. So he'll continue to develop, and he can get better. He'd be the first one to tell you that he'll continue to get better, and that's what we're excited about.
Is that tough to coach with a quarterback just to say, hey, throw it up?
I just think, it's that whole trust factor with one another. And he's got to trust that Blake's got to trust that if I throw the ball up to you, you certainly are going to break up any type of interception opportunity that may happen. And if that happens, then certainly there's more trust involved in that. And those guys have done that for Blake. So there's certainly a lot more trust in making those type of throws for him. And they've also made, as you guys have seen, they've made some tremendous catches throughout training camp. And we've seen that from them. So I think it's just a thing, more and more confidence they get in that, then the more and more you'll see those type of plays. And really, that's what the National Football League is. It's great players making great plays, and that's what we're striving for.
When you faced the Patriots early last year, did they throw a lot of different stuff at Derek, and do you expect that to be the case?
No, they really didn't, and they may. We're kind of prepared for everything, but that's not their style of defense, really, when you look at it. They're not exotic, you know, blitzing style of defense. They're very sound in what they do. They're very well coached, obviously, and they play the defense very, very well, and they've done it for a long time. So, And Blake has done some things, I'm sure, as a second-year player. I'm sure they'll bring some things that he hasn't seen. And that's what we'll, you know, continue to pry and prepare these guys for unscripted pressures that they may not have seen yet.
Sam Young didn't have the big sack given up like the week before. Did he play well overall?
Yeah, Sam did some good things. Like I said, we said last week, we were, you know, the fact that he had experience and he's seen a lot, I think helped him in last week's game. And he competed, and that's what we're all looking for, is for him to step up and compete, and he certainly did that.
You think the fact that he had a week to practice while the previous week he's got, you know, hadn't been working with for soon, does that make a difference? Or?
I think it always helps when you get a chance to practice at any position. So certainly we'd expect him to be better this week as well.
In the offseason, when you watch other offenses, is it the Patriots at the top of the list? Do you pay?
And you look at really the style. I think you always try and look at who has a similar style of quarterback or personnel that we have. And it certainly starts with the quarterback, but also, they've done some good things with their two tight end sets. And that was kind of when we were putting this thing together and said, let's go out in free agency and go get Julius Thomas and bring back Mercedes Lewis and Clay Harbor and Nick Jave. We felt like, you know, we could turn into a team that's heavily relies on the tight ends. And so that was a team that certainly that we looked at. So there's some things there that, we'll continue to look at in terms of what they've done.
Thanks.
So, thank you, guys.
Thanks.